PC, they pushed you pretty hard there.
Yeah, they did. I've just been saying over there, so many of our meetings develop in the same way. You know, we get control of the match, 6-8, 10-0, and then a couple of track grades later, and you know, everything starts to turn the other way. So that's an unwelcome trend, you know, and something that we need to do something about.
Were the riders any happier with the track? Because we're visibly different to the Naked Eye.
Yeah, much happier. You know, the promotion here have invested in 30 tons of raw clay material that we've mixed, you know, with the material that we've been using previously, and the surface was much more to the liking.
Well, it certainly, and some of the riders we saw at their very best. Sam Masters with five wins was great. Nathan Greaves again, second Monday in a row, he's looked really sharp.
Yeah, he's coming on nicely here, and as I said in tonight's programme notes, he needs to translate that now to the away fixtures, and come the end of the season, if he continues improving at this rate, we're going to have a very good reserve on our hands.
Well, sometimes it's almost like a switch is thrown in a rider, isn't it? You see a sudden step up. Hopefully, that's where Nathan's going to get to.
Yeah, it's confidence game, yeah. You know, and it's his second meeting running. He scored a paid 10 score, which is his best returns at this level. So, as I say, he's developing nicely, and you know, if we can get Ashley Morris perhaps back into the position that he should be riding in the team, which is his reserve partner, then we'll have a couple of really useful reserves when it really matters at the finish.
And how's Kyle Howarth doing with the injury over the weekend?
Yeah, that's a nasty injury, a dislocated shoulder, and it was out for 2 hours, which is a long time. It stretches the tendons that hold the shoulder together while it's out, and the longer it's out, you know, the more difficult it is to get them to go back to where they were, and for, you know, future as well. So, I think, you know, Kyle's a very up-and-atom sort of guy, and he would have ridden tonight if we'd let him, I think. But he's going to need a week or two off with that, for sure at least.